and your cattle and your hogs would all come up to the same place. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had two pastures, you might have your dry cattle, those that you were not milking in one pasture, that they didn't come to the house. They had a separate place. They didn't mix with the others.
Yeah.
And same thing with your hogs. You might have a hog pasture that you wouldn't want in your pasture where you have your cows, because they'd be rooting up your grass.
Any other kind of wooden fences you might have besides the rail fence?
Nothing except the lattice fence that we'd use, split out of longleaf pines. It would split out what we call a paling, mm-hmm. that would go up 6-7 foot high, and even split out the layers that would be nailed from one post to the other, and then nail those palings up and down with about a 1-inch crack, mm-hmm. small enough that a chicken or rabbit couldn't go in it, and that went all the way down to the ground.
What kind of wire fences did you have?
Well, we had the net wire was used for the hogs. At the bottom, we'd use a 36-inch net wire, a 36-inch net wire, and then we'd put 2 or 3 bobs on top, and that would answer the purpose for cows or hogs, either one.
Any other, you use a kind of fence where you...
In recent years, they quit building those wire fences very much. They used the electric fence.
Did y'all use a kind of wire fence where you might tear your clothes on if you tried to...
Yeah, you had your barbed wire.
How'd you put that up?
Well, it was rolled off. There's 440 yards in a row, mm-hmm. of barbed wire, where you only have 110 yards in a standard roll of net. Mm-hmm. And I always take me 2 poles and nail me a cross piece up about 1.5 feet from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Then I take me and make a loop out of a piece of cotton tie, mm-hmm. and take a piece of hickory that would be large enough to make an axle that would go across from one of those poles to the other, slide through that hole in that roll of barbed wire, mm-hmm. and I'd nail another piece up yonder, and it was right up here at my chest, mm-hmm. and your barbed wire was rolling off as you took off with it, you know. Mm-hmm. You rolled off the whole roll. The end of that thing was working as a sled. It was sliding on the ground, you see, and that wire was unrolling without getting to you and tearing up your clothes and scratching up your hands. And of course, if the ground was level enough, you could pull that whole 440 yards at one time. And we had what we call the wire stretchers, or billions, that walk like that, you see, on a sprocket. And as you work that lever back and forth, those feet would step up and catch in another notch, you see, and just keep pulling that wire. Now, the net wire, you had 2 boards. One was cut out with a hollow on this side, and the other one with a hollow on this side, and then the other one had a bow in it for each one of those, and when you bolted them together, it forced that wire down in those sinks, you see, and it clenched it together to where it wouldn't slip. And you tighten those 4 bolts up on it, and then you hang those dillions in the center of that, those 2 timbers that bolted together over that wire, and start your ratchets. You had your pull post put up over here at an angle this way and deep in the ground to where it wouldn't pull up. And you could set your chain down at the bottom and catch it up here and just start working your dillions, and that would pull it tight till you get to your corner post where you've got it braced. And to put up your brace where your corner post wouldn't push out of the ground when you threw the strain on it, nailed it off and put the strain on it, you come up, if you're going to put 2 bobs and put them, the first one 6 inches from the top of the net, and the next one 8 inches from that,